USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Wall Street is taking up where it left off yesterday, following the Dow losing 750 points, or about 2.5%. The index has dropped as much as nearly 400 points in trading this morning. Among the reports possibly feeding the big sell-off today, the Flash Composite Outlook Index. It's at 44.6, a four-month low for that arbitrary measure of private sector business activity. A late night for the U.S. Senate yielded two important measures, including the continuing resolution, the one-week government funding bill that averts a shutdown tonight. Also, the annual defense policy bill, which sets out the priorities for the Pentagon in the coming year. On the House floor yesterday, a fiery farewell from Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger. The fire aimed at the grand old party.
The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit.
Kinzinger, who sits on the January 6th committee, did not run for re-election. Fellow Republican on the panel Liz Cheney lost her primary. Twitter has suspended the accounts of several journalists who cover the site and its owner, Elon Musk. He jumped on a journalist's Twitter discussion to explain why.
There is not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists, civil journalists, and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. They're not special because you're a journalist. You're a Twitter journalist. You're a citizen.
Musk accused the journalists of doxing him by posting the whereabouts of his plane. That information is publicly available, and some of the banned reporters say they never did it anyway. The winter storm that's battered North America all week is moving into New England today and then out to sea. Northeastern Pennsylvania got more than 9 inches of snow yesterday, and that could be nothing compared to what Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine will see today. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The college football bowl season is underway.
The Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl between Miami of Ohio and Alabama Birmingham is the first of 43 bowl games between now and the championship game on January 6th. Also today, the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl in Orlando. Among the corporations lending their name to some of tomorrow's 7 games, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, the Lending Tree Bowl, the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl, and one notable non-corporate sponsor for the second year, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. I'm Lance Pry.
And with the college regular season finished, the NFL is taking over some Saturdays. There are 3 pro games tomorrow. The good news, they're all on national TV. The bad news, they're all on the NFL Network, which your system may or may not carry. It may be a record for years between a movie original and a sequel.
You've never seen anything like Avatar, The Way of Water.
13 years after Avatar, its first sequel is setting other records. Avatar, The Way of Water racked up about $17 million in ticket sales in its premiere yesterday. The showbiz website Deadline says by tomorrow the film will be on 4,100 U.S. movie screens. 3 months after being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Jane Fonda says her cancer is in remission and she is ending chemotherapy. Fonda, who turns 85 next week, calls it the best birthday present ever. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.